Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Jill Bentham. She's an author, facilitator, and trainer, as well as the owner of Flow of Fruition, as well as a chapter leader at Igniting Souls. Jill, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to have this time.
As I said to you prior to us starting, I love to learn. And in case people have never been to the UK or any city in the UK, what city might you encourage someone that's never been to the UK to visit first and why?
Oh, you must go to York. Yes, I'm sure you've heard of York. It's a beautiful town. It's steeped in history, and you can't fail to have an amazing time of culture there.
And how far is York from London?
I'm near York, but it's about 3 hours, 3.5 hours north.
Nice. I will definitely go there actually next time, Jill, because I'm actually from New York, born and raised, and obviously New York is my parents from Hong Kong, so I knew about the whole British culture just when I was younger. But my point is, I'm from New York, so I'm excited to actually go to York.
Yeah, you must see the original.
That's awesome. So let's talk about you. I love the fact that you talk about igniting souls. What does that mean to you?
It means that all of us are raw material, really, until we've been set alight by that one thing that maybe we've been put on this planet to do. And I do think many of us need help in identifying what that is that makes us really tick. So I gravitated to that tribe for that reason. I've always been quite driven and wanted to make sure that the time I spend here is well spent. I just want to, as a result of being involved in Igniting Souls, which can take any form people want it to. It can be being a great business person. It could be creating art. It could be authoring. I have authored 2 books, and I would never have been able to do that without the mentorship behind me within the Author Elite program. So, yeah, I'm absolutely keen on always empowering other people to find out what they're best at.
That's awesome. And when you say that one thing that we're here for, what is that for you?
Well, for me, it's writing. It took me a while to get there because I am artistic. And I'm fascinated by lots of things, so it's been hard to pare it down. But when I look back, it's always been writing. I've been a journalist since I was 8 years old, and I have over 40 years worth of diaries and contemplation, I'm now building my writing career.
That's great. I mean, I really encourage anyone listening to consider writing more. And even though sometimes we are so critical about ourselves, we're like, oh, Christopher or Jill, I'm not a writer. And we already think that. And even myself, before I wrote my first book, someone might ask me, well, what audacity, Christopher, do you have to write a book and publish a book? I'm like, look, I have a voice, I have a message, I want to share that. Yeah. And I'm just encouraging our listeners to really take your example, Jill, because when you write, it isn't just about writing your thoughts down. It just really clarifies yourself. It clarifies life. It allows you to be more confident in yourself. And so I really encourage people to really write out their thoughts more. Now for you, Jill, what is the thing that you most enjoy writing about?
I am quite meditative. I have had to overcome the fear that maybe I am too introspective and self-indulgent, but actually celebrating that means that I can describe and help people tap into feelings and thoughts and experiences that maybe they haven't been able to articulate, but they really enjoy being able to read about and parallel with. So yeah, it's quite intense, really. I have got a quirky sense of humor, and I bring that into my work as well, just to lighten things up.
No, that's great. I mean, the bottom line is if we can't understand ourselves, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, how can we move forward with what we are destined to do? So for you, Julie, you wrote two books. Pick one and tell us what the book's about.
Okay, well, I'll pick my first book because it's a raw book. It fell out of my head almost. It was four months in the writing. It wasn't difficult to do. And although probably it will not be the most polished work, I absolutely love it because it just absolutely reeks of urgency to enjoy and celebrate that which you love to do, which you enjoy, is almost playfulness. And so I write this book called Disentangling Genius. And I really, truly do believe that this world is populated with 7 billion geniuses. And each one of us have got a sweet spot where we excel in something. And we don't like calling ourselves creative. We don't seem to be comfortable, especially in my culture, where we're very careful not to boast about anything.
And by culture, you mean the English culture?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's a lot of portions of Europe too, no? I mean, I know.
We are self-deprecating. And that can be funny. It means we have an excellent sense of humor, but we do sometimes feel a little bit uncomfortable around those who are much better at putting across who they are, and their confidence absolutely comes across, and that can seem intimidating. But I use humor because sometimes we are so self-deprecating. But the key thing about this book was just to celebrate creativity and unravel the seven knots of frustration so that you can align your desire with creative expression.
Very interesting. I mean, there's a few points you mentioned. One is I have a client who's in the UK and she talked about how, again, I'm a New Yorker, I'm American. So we promote ourselves, we market ourselves. And literally she hired me to help her build her speaking career. But for the people listening, if you are in business, especially if you are a global thinker, you really have to understand, okay, in your case, Jill, you accept and understand that, okay, and culturally, maybe you're not used to it, but if you want to branch out to other people and literally your other contemporaries might be Americans who might be better at that, it's just about understanding what we need and want and need to present ourselves. So thank you for sharing that point. The other two points I want to mention is this concept of genius. And Albert Einstein said it so beautifully. He literally said, if you judge I don't remember that.
Something about the fish being able to climb the tree.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. If you judge a fish by how it climbs a tree, then it's going to think it's stupid. Yeah. But it's really what you're saying, this genius that we all have. And I want to encourage all of us to have that. And the last thing I want to mention is that you mentioned it just came out of nowhere 4 months, but that's you being modest, going back to your culture, right? It's like when John Lennon said, oh, it took me 2 minutes to write that Let It Be song, but they forget to mention that he spent 2 years or 10,000 hours. So
exactly.
I don't want to dissuade people because they might think, wow, I can write a book. You can, but just letting you know that that's amazing because I'm sure you put in the time, the thought, the patient reflection to have that 4 months time. So I just want to just make that clear. The last thing is the question I have for you, Jill, is what do you think that we can all do each day to find, create, nurture that genius that we all have?
I think we must listen to our longings of our heart. And I have been very guilty of pushing through barriers, pushing and striving. And really inside myself, I didn't know for sure that I would want what was on the other side of that. And if I had followed my heart for the things that I was much more inclined to do naturally, it wasn't necessarily being lazy. It wasn't taking an easy option. It was actually embracing something that I was here for. So listen to your heart, to your yearnings.
That's a perfect point to add. It's like what one of my new colleagues that I met recently in sales, he talked about you can either be tugged and pulled to do something, which no one really wants to do, to be pulled to do anything, or we can have like a lighthouse that it's guiding you toward the path that you want. So thank you so much for saying that about that genius is really listening to all of our own souls. And I appreciate that. How can our guests listen to you, learn from you, buy your books, Jill?
Sure. Sure, they will find me at jillbentham.com and on LinkedIn as well. And my Instagram handle is at Jill Dares.
Awesome. Jill, thank you again for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.